Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
This is National Volunteer Week. Why do people volunteer at the Pella Regional Health Center, and what do they get out of it? Let's go in depth with Cindy Atkins, Beth Laux, and Rosa Veenstra with the Pella Regional Health Center, and Karen Spoolstra, Ann Visser, Ruth Ann Kuhn, and Grant Gustafson, volunteers. So, Cindy, how many people volunteer for Pella Regional?
We have over 200 volunteers throughout the entire hospital system, from hospice to in the hospital itself, clinic waiting areas, the gift shop, coffee cart, front desk. They put a lot of hours in here helping us out.
So, say, how many hours a week, a month? Do you have any figures on that?
Well, in 2014, we had well over 8,000 hours of volunteer time spent at the hospital.
8,000 hours?
8,161.
Well, that's a lot.
Yes.
From what you're saying, we'll see volunteers all over.
Yes, you will. They're very integral. We are very thankful to have them. With this being April is our volunteer month, and we celebrate volunteers throughout the week of April 12th through the 18th. We are just very thankful for all that they contribute to the life of the hospital.
Well, yeah, and I guess now I know this, that when I walk in the door, I'm seeing a volunteer, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
All right, and why do they always seem so happy? I mean, they always got great smiles, and they're happy to be here.
They are happy to be here, and it's just a blessing.
Well, why do you do it? And you work and you volunteer for hospice, Karen?
Yes, I do. I guess the reason I volunteer is I've been called just to be a vessel. And if this is how God wants to use me, it's what I do. If I can help someone that is in the house in some small way, whether it's baking cookies or just a listening ear, I figure it's a calling from God to reach out and be His hands and feet into His world.
Well, and it's at that critical moment in you know, or up to 6 months or whatever in somebody's life where they're on their way out and you're helping them make that transition the best transition it can be.
Yeah, you just want to support the family. We've been down this road before, and any way I can lighten the load for someone that's at the house, that's what I do. Whether it's just standing by and listening to them or doing whatever needs to be done.
And Rosa, I see you at the gift shop.
Yes, I manage the gift shop, but the volunteers are actually the ones who run it.
And how many volunteers might work in the gift shop?
We have about 20 volunteers that have signed up to take various shifts. And they do half-day shifts. They do either morning or afternoon shifts. And so it takes quite a few to get through a week. And then some of them are once a month, some are twice a month, some are every week.
Well, and just coordinating the efforts of 20 different people with different schedules that are volunteers, so that's why you're here.
Yes, that's exactly right.
It's a lot of work.
It is, but they're great people. And so, that's what makes it so much fun, because they're people who just love to be there, and I think they like me.
Well, that helps.
But the product, and they just love the atmosphere.
Well, I guess if they didn't like you, they'd find somewhere else to help out.
That would be very true, and I wouldn't blame them.
Well, and you work in the gift shop too, Ann. Is it fun?
It's lots of fun. Last week, we learned how to play one of the games that we have for sale, and that seemed to be an important part of training, I think.
Uh-huh.
But who goes to work and plays games? So that was fun. But one of the best parts of volunteering here for me is just a sense of giving back to the community. And it's such a good feeling to have somebody say, I love to come to this hospital because people are so accommodating and they are so helpful. So that has been really one of the best parts for me.
It would seem that just being here, being helpful, conscientious, just doing a little bit to help somebody along in what might be a really difficult day must be rewarding.
It absolutely is. I go away from here every time I work having learned a lesson from somebody I encounter. And sometimes it's a lesson about laughing more. Sometimes it's a lesson about caring more. But it really has been a great experience for me.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about National Volunteer Week with Cindy Adkins, Beth Laux, and Rosa Veenstra with the Pella Regional Health Center, and Karen Spoolstra, Ann Visser, Ruth Ann Kuhn, and Grant Gustafson, volunteers. Ruth Ann, you're at the front desk sometimes, is that right?
I am. We have a large facility, and people need a lot of direction. It's part of it's old, part of it's a new facility. And people come in and they need to get to lower levels or to departments that will help them, and we just walk them there.
Well, do you know how often I've been lost in this building?
Yes. I go the wrong way, too, once in a while.
So that's why you're here at the front desk to help us go there. And you know what? Sometimes somebody at that desk, they've walked me to the
That's
do you
right.
do that regularly?
We do. That's part of being retired. I want to stay active, and I love being with people. So we walk around the hospital.
Yeah.
And so somebody walks in the door. What are you thinking? You see somebody walk in, not so much me, but somebody walks in. What are you looking for?
Usually I wonder if they're from this community or from others. This facility serves many communities. So sometimes you can tell whether they're local yokels or whether they're guests from other communities and maybe have never been here.
Well, Ann, you're on the front desk, too. Do you look at people's eyes? Do you detect their, am I overanalyzing? Are you trying to figure out, both of you are trying to figure out what this person might need? Is that right?
I just always try to smile and let them know that they are in a welcoming situation and that if we can do anything to help them, that we will. Sometimes people don't want to be led to wherever they say they can find it themselves, but most of the time people do like that, and then it's just fun chatting on the way to the appointment and getting to know where they're from, that sort of thing. So it's just a part of making them feel okay about being here.
Is it necessary always to bring a smile to work, or being at work helps make you smile too? Does it work like that, Ruth Ann?
I think it works both ways. Mm-hmm. I think when you are open and are willing to give to others, you receive the joy of helping.
That's sort of interesting, isn't it? That by helping, we can enjoy it and get that joy. And so that's something that all the volunteers get. It's a reward. It's not a duty, is it?
No, no one is required to volunteer at all. So we are just so thankful when people do indicate that they're willing to come in and just spread some of their joy at the hospital, spending time here. We're always looking for more volunteers. There seems like there's a growing need all the time for volunteers. But the ones we have, we are so thankful for.
Well, and Beth, you work with volunteers at hospice as well?
Yes, I do. We have close to 100 volunteers at hospice.
100?
Most of them you probably do not see. We do have 2 volunteers every day at the Comfort House, but a lot of our volunteers are caring for patients and their families in their homes. So they're running errands, they're providing companionship visits, and taking them out. We have a hospice van, so we have a group of drivers who will take them wherever they'd like to go. We do a lot of Sunday afternoon drives or trips to doctor's appointments, whatever they wish. As well as we have lots of office volunteers, too, that help at hospice.
100, and so you coordinate them?
Yes.
100?
They do an excellent job. Truthfully, they're the most willing, open-hearted group of people I've ever met. So frankly, lots of times my phone calls, I call them and I just hear, so what do you need? What do you want? When? Where should I be? So that makes it easier.
So it's that simple. You're sort of overflowing with volunteers, is that
right? Well, we always need more. We definitely always need more. We've had people who have moved away or for one reason or another are no longer able to serve. But we offer a class twice a year to train new volunteers because the job is huge, but our volunteers are just very giving people.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about National Volunteer Week with Cindy Adkins, Beth Laux, and Rosa Veenstra with the Pella Regional Health Center, and Karen Spoolstra, Ann Visser, Ruth Ann Kuhn, and Grant Gustafson, volunteers. Well, and Grant, where do you volunteer?
I spend a couple of shifts a week in the OB department, and then also I spend my Tuesday mornings in the surgery waiting room.
Why did you pick those two places? Is that where you were assigned?
Partially it was being assigned, but I've really grown into those positions. I really like working in the OB. It's a different part of medicine that I've never really been exposed to before. And in the surgery waiting room, it gives a nice time to come in. And a lot of people, you know, they have a lot of needs when they're waiting for their significant others, you know, when they're in surgery. So it gives a nice time to chat with them or spend some quality time with them.
And do you want to pursue a career in healthcare?
Yeah, I'm a junior at Central College, so right now I'm trying to figure out what type of medicine I'd like to go into. I'm hoping to go on to medical school once I'm done at Central. And working in the OB, I think that's kind of been an eye-opening experience, something I think I'm going to be really interested in.
That OB is a special place, isn't it?
It is. You see a different type of medicine. Usually you come in, you know, spending time with doctors in the clinic or in the ER, you see people that are coming in that are sick, but in the OB, you kind of see a new light of, you know, a new life being born, so that's kind of a nice experience.
Well, and then what's special about in the surgery waiting room? Is that where you're also
yep.
at?
Yep.
What's special about that place?
You know, there's a lot of people in there that are just, a lot of them are nervous or, you know, just having a lot of time where they got nothing to do. So it's nice to just chat with them when they're in there or if they need something, you know, if they need more coffee or need directions elsewhere in the hospital, it's nice to just offer some help there.
But yeah, if you've got a loved one in surgery, it's not any fun. It's long, it's boring, it's, yep. it can be scary.
Yeah, so it's nice being there to help facilitate any needs that they may have.
And so this could help you in your career should you go into medicine. You're going to know what people are feeling in those situations where if you just went straight to school, you might not have that.
Yeah, it's really nice to, you know, a lot of doctors, they don't get to see the other side of what that family member might be experiencing. So it's nice to understand that, and it'll help in the future to communicate with those family members in a better way.
And is it always easy to communicate with family members? Are they open, or do they just say, I'm in there, my dad's in there, or he's in trouble maybe? You know, how do you know how to approach, you know, a situation?
Yeah, you just try to gauge, you know, what that person's trying to feel when they're coming in. You maybe want to look them in the eye, and if they make eye contact, that might open up some conversation. When they come in, you always just try to ask, you know, if there's anything you need, let me know, I can help you. And you kind of go from there.
One thing we are very cognizant of, though, is trying to also respect patients' privacy. I think our volunteers do a great job of being empathetic with volunteers, but also realizing that, you know, health information can be very private. So we do work very hard at respecting the privacy of our patients.
So what's the best part?
That's a good question. I think the best part is just knowing you're making a difference and that you are touching a life in a place that you've been called to go. And if I can go home at the end of the day knowing that I have made a difference and that maybe lightened a load for somebody, that to me is probably the best part.
The best part for me is getting to know these people that I would have never got to get to know in another setting. They are people who are giving, and before I had this position, I could not have fathomed that there were people that were so giving out there.
Interacting with other people and making new friends is one of the very best parts.
New friends are great.
They are, even at my age.
I love interacting with people as well. And I also have a behind-the-scenes job that I like. All patients get a cup and a kit when they come in to stay overnight. And I guess I feel like that's a really necessary part to keep the bigger whole rolling. And I enjoy being part of a necessity.
Working with such a variety of people. We have high school students at the gift shop to Grant and other college students who come in. People who are employed and working like Karen, but yet still find time to volunteer. And retirees of all ages. It's wonderful, the variety of people who give their time.
I think the best part for me is just working with a team of such good-hearted, kind-hearted volunteers, and they help our patients and families just live each day to the fullest.
I would have to say the best part for me is just being able to do the little thing to make the load a little lighter for the employees and for all the patients that come through here.
Thanks to Cindy Atkins, Beth Laux, Rosa Veenstra, Karen Spoolstra, Ann Visser, Ruth Ann Kuhn, and Grant Gustafson for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.